fabulous Judy Garland with That's Entertainment.
And it's time for our first interview this morning, and I'm very happy to introduce a lady, a project officer with COTA, Rachel Telfer. How are you, Rachel?
I'm really well, thanks, Shana. Thanks for having me on this morning.
A bit chilly this morning, isn't it?
Yeah. It is, yes. I'm a little bit rugged up here at the moment.
I can imagine, yes. Friday's your day off, isn't it? So I'm very glad that you're giving us your time this morning. I do appreciate that. Rachel, I just want to say before we get into social connections, which is your area of COTA, that just a little bit about COTA. We've sort of adopted COTA as one of our projects on the second Friday of every month. I didn't realise until we started doing this how many different areas COTA covers, doesn't it?
Yes, it does cover quite a lot of areas. So COTA has been representing older South Australians for 60 years now. So it's actually funded as the peak body in South Australia representing older people. So one of the main things it does in that area is make sure that older people's voices are heard in decision-making by government and industry, and that can be from everything from income and employment to housing and health. And we also have a range of services and programs that we offer. So at the moment, very popular is a number of programs we have on helping people to navigate my aged care, which can be a little bit confusing. So we have a team working in country SA and also metropolitan SA helping with that, and we oversee the Fabulous Strengths for Life program, which is a specific exercise program for people 50 and over with a real focus on strength and balance and also the social aspect. And I'll also mention the Rainbow Hub. We have different ways for the LGBTIQ community to be heard and to interact with each other and for their issues to be addressed as well.
And those are some of the areas that, I mean, they surprised me. We had a lovely lady from the Rainbow Hub on last month, and I was amazed at the variety of possibilities, networks available for people in that area. We've had Strength for Life on. It's just, COTA representing the right 633,000 older South Australians. Oh. That's a big club, isn't it?
It is a big club, absolutely, and it's a growing group as well. And, that shows that it's a group that is a large part of the community and, their voices should be heard. And, I think, unfortunately there are, things that go on in society like ageism being an issue where once people, are not working anymore, they can be seen as less valuable members of society, which is, of course, is not true. And I think dealing with those, looking at those issues and trying to make everyone be accepted and valued for where they are in their, across the life course is really important as well.
Well, that many people is a big voice, isn't it? Trained in the right directions. That is a lot of people to have a voice in what is happening in our state. But your particular area is social connections. Can you tell us a little bit about the Social Connections Project?
I can. So, I think I'll start by saying that, all as humans, we're all social creatures. And we all need a certain amount of contact with other people for well-being. But as we age, and particularly in the 75-plus age group, there seems to be some things that come in that can contribute to people becoming a little bit lonelier or less isolated. So, retiring from work and perhaps some family moving away or becoming a carer, or of course loved ones dying, and health issues can start to come in. So people can find that suddenly their social connections and their networks aren't as strong as they once were. But they still, of course, they still have that need for connecting with others for our well-being and health. And so what this program is doing, the Social Connections Program, is that we have a service to help older people find activities to connect with. So we're not actually offering the services or the activities ourselves. What we are doing is helping people to identify what is out there. So someone might come to us and say, you know what, I'd really like to find an exercise group. And we can have a look and find out what is in their area and share that information with them. And, you know, I would say as well that exercise is one of the best things that people can do for themselves, both to maintain their independence at home by maintaining their physical well-being, but also by it's one of the best ways to meet people and make friends as well.
It is. And yeah. We do have one of our other affiliate groups, which we feature here on Fridays, is ARPA. You know, the Retired Persons Organisation.
Yes.
And that constantly surprises me with the list of activities that they have available for people in that age group. But we still have loneliness in the community. Why do you think some age groups are more likely to be lonely than others?
That's a really good question. And, you know, there is research being done in this area. Uniting Communities has been doing surveys within South Australia specifically for the last year or two, and they're continuing that. And they've found three main age groups which are experiencing more loneliness than the rest of the community. And that's 18 to 24-year-olds, so it's for quite young people. And then there's a little blip around 50 to 54, and we think that that's probably linked to things like becoming empty nesters when the kids grow up and leave home and then needing to fill that space. And then the 75-plus group, they found that about 20% of the people that responded to their surveys in that age group experienced significant amounts of loneliness. And so some of the things I did mention before are around, you know, the health perhaps not being as fabulous as they could, not having as much energy to get out. And once you don't have your driver's license, then actually just getting to things and accessing transport can be a real issue as well. And then, yeah, as well as, the loss of a partner or your close friends, you know, obviously then opens up a big gap in your life. So there are a number of factors there that are affecting specific age groups. Yeah.
I think, retirement is a wonderful thing. You know, we all look forward to retiring. And when we first do it, whether we do it in our sort of early 60s or a little bit later, the first couple of years are always great, aren't they? You know, we're out and about and doing all the things we thought we wanted to do. But after that, it sort of sets in that all of a sudden you've lost quite a big part of your life by not being going to work. Some of your friends may still be working. You may be on your own. As you said, the loss of a partner is a very hard thing to overcome. And some people just retire within themselves instead of taking that step and going outside and going to someone like Social Connections to help them get on with their life in a more meaningful manner.
Yeah, and I think that's a really good point, because something like, you know, having a work that often does provide routine, it provides activity, it can provide, you know, meaning and you know, a sense that you're contributing. So, you know, some people move into retirement very successfully and, you know, are very happy with how they're filling their time and their space and having, you know, really enjoying having more freedom with their time. But it does take, I think, some planning and some thought around what you are going to do with the time. Because, you know, conversely, I think some people, when they move into that space, perhaps haven't prepared what they're going to do or thought about it. And so, you know, that is something that you can do at any stage where you can actually, you know, sit down and think about, okay, what would I like to do? What activities and opportunities are available that are going to, you know, give me a quality of life and let me pursue my interests? And that's a space that, yeah, the Social Connections program could help out.
And, of course, even the best laid plans go astray because nobody planned on COVID-19. And that must have put an extra strain onto the work that you do.
Yeah, so this program has actually really come out of that space of the COVID-19 because when that hit, of course, the group that was facing the largest amount of restrictions and were actually being encouraged to stay at home was people in the 70-plus age group. And so Jane Wuzered, the CEO of CODA SA, started a network of organisations quite quickly who are working with older people to, you know, try and assess, you know, what was happening and how it was affecting people, and look at ways that they could, you know, address some of those emerging issues. So a lot of organisations did social outreach by, like, phoning people just to check in and see how they were going and if they had everything that they needed, and we were one of them. And from that, though, it was found, you know, of course, that people might need help to reconnect to connections. So CODA has collaborated with the Adelaide Primary Health Network, who is the funding body for this, for the Social Connections program, to meet that need, to go, okay, we recognise that COVID has meant that a lot of activities have stopped, or, you know, stopped for a period of time, and people had to stay at home. So they might, you know, there's going to be people who will be affected by that. So they've also, as well as funding this program around social connections, have also funded a number of programs around helping people to, that we have some counsellors as well that can help people who have, you know, maybe experienced some negative mental health effects from being, you know, from those closures and things, which is very common, to help them get back out as well. So, yeah, it really is working.
It's working well.
From that COVID space. Yeah.
This is so interesting. I could talk to you for hours about this, but unfortunately we can't. Rachel, what is the best way if anyone wants to get in touch with you? They join CODA first, or what is the best plan to do?
Yeah, so you don't need to be a CODA member. This is a free service to people in metropolitan Adelaide. So you can get in touch either by phoning CODA, and the number is 8232 0422, or they can also jump onto our website, and there is a page for CODA Social Connections, and you can see more information there and also register.
Yeah, it's a very good website. Yeah. Excellent.
Yeah, so that's the way to go. And I'd just like to point out as well that if anyone is interested in volunteering for this program, because something we haven't spoken about is that we actually have wonderful peer volunteers who are all older people themselves, who are doing this work to help people find connections. So we're interested in getting some more volunteers on board, because we've had, you know, a good level of interest from people wanting to participate. So we also need a few volunteers to help make that happen.
That would be great. Rachel, I hope we can have you back sometimes in the near future to just enlarge. There's so many areas that we could have spoken about, but time is always a bit of a problem. Thank you so much for coming on today, giving up your Friday morning for a little while, and I hope we can get you back sometime in our program to just go on to some of those other areas. The website is great for anyone who wants to go on there. There's a lot of reading on there and a lot of information both about Social Connections and CODA. It's a wonderful organisation. It must be a great job working there. So you must enjoy it very much. Yes. So thank you for that. And I do look forward to chatting with you again sometime in the near future.
Thank you so much, Rainer. It's been an absolute pleasure, and I wish everyone a really wonderful Friday.
Yes. Well, you stay warm. That's the best thing to do. Thanks, Rachel.
Do.
Thank
Bye.
You. Bye-bye.
If you're spending hours at